going right into it. This is try number 97. Action! Hi guys, welcome to the Big League Corner podcast. My name is Masindi Masondo. Yes, welcome back guys. Yo, it's been a minute. It's been a minute and a half. Ginamahloni. But you plan things and some things don't go according to plan. You go to come on a plan B. And this is plan B. Oh guys, get him put in righty. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Like, guys, we are in the middle. A lot has happened. A lot has happened already. Our year calendar. Saying a mess. But anyways, Happy New Year. I hope you're festive. You've been pretty good. Everybody's safe. Everybody's sound. Yeah. Welcome to a video. Today, we'll be talking about all things money. All things hustle. All things jayabo. Ukhereza. We show the DJ Smoo. Before we get right into the video, guys, we need to do a checklist. Check. I don't know what's happening. I don't know. But anyway, I'm not used to English, so. Ish. So, a checklist here too. You have your water, because it's gonna be lit. You have your pen. You have your notebook. Or a piece of paper. And last but not least, you have your sexy self present. Oh yes. No cameras, please. No cameras. Okay, so today I'll be sharing 10 hustle ideas. You're at home, you're currently not employed, and you're looking to keep yourself busy. I will be sharing 10 side hustles. You can check, okay, which one you can pursue, or you can browse through the website, uthole some more hustle ideas, because this, we're adding on to our ideas until someone catches a breakthrough. I'm told, yes. So, without wasting any time, God is kulumala. To your old talk and no action. Yeah, mom? So, without wasting any time, let's get right into it. Let's go. Now, that is a very good show, a music video. I wonder how YouTubers usually do it. I said, let's go. And then the intro, I can see, and then it's like, okay guys, we figure out how to crust it, man. There is a color that's and it's so unnecessary. Let's get back into the video. Okay, so today I'll be sharing 10 side hustles. I've said that. With the hope so you wanna pursue one, and then you may never know where life will take. Maybe it's a color of a boom, and then. Just as started, you're trying to branch out, deviate, and so we say, man, just say, yeah, popa, they say, you, all those unnecessary things for our lives. So, okay, the first hustle, and that's it, I'll suggest, is washing rooms. Yes, you heard me correctly. These type of things do happen. People actually wash people's rooms, other people's rooms, you know. I don't know why they do it. I'm actually curious now, but I don't know why they do it. Like, why would you wash your roof? But maybe there are some valid reasons. Maybe some people use the water that comes from the rain, the water that hits the roof, then they reuse it, so they don't want all those germs and. I don't know, but it happens. So if a gas lack or nothing of the sort is happening, you can be the first one to introduce these services. You don't need anything fancy, just the hose pipe, a broom, and the cleaning detergents and you're good to go. You can Google maybe if there are different types of chemicals that they use to clean the rolls, but if you're starting out, a dishwasher could do, you know, it could do. The second one, it's nail technicians. It's a struggle to find a proper nail technician if you're from a small town. So if these services are easily available and you can do exquisite work, child, please provide those services to us. The third one, it's selling bags. You know, with selling bags, I want to specifically focus on luggage. I'm shooting a mini, so you know, anything can happen. So I want to focus specifically on luggage. Luggage, it's so rare to find someone who personally sells luggages. You find those handbags, everyone is selling handbags, but luggage, bruh, come up with something new. Luggage, please don't come at me. My luggage, you can get them from the wholesalers, Abu Alibaba, AliExpress. You can just Google where you can get those bags and then start selling luggage. Excuse me. Okay, the fourth one, it's a video editor. It's so nice to create content, but then it's time to edit, child. I wish I could, you know, die and wake up, everything is sorted out. But yeah, you could provide those services if maybe you're into videography or you have that creative spark in you. You can create videos, I will edit videos. You can also create those invitation videos for people. Yeah, being the digital space, you know, Gucci, nowadays we are working with a digital space. So please, guys, don't sleep on it. The fifth one, it's kind of like the same as the fourth one, but this one is actually for podcasts specifically. So one will record their podcast and then they'll want you to cut out the unwanted stuff. They want you to limit the noise, you all those kind of stuff. So you could actually also look at that. And those things don't require anything but your phone and a few editing apps and you're good to go. So let's just recap. We have washing roofs, nail technician, selling bags, specifically luggage, video editor, and podcast editor. Let's carry on. Hustle number six would be to provide laundry services. Listen, these things are not supposed to be provided in town in the other part of town, but you can provide them a look sheen in the town, wash people's clothes. I mean, not everyone a look sheen wants to wash clothes. The thing is a pain, you know. Abanye bafuna ukuyo grover on a Saturday, not wash clothes. So you can. I just had to mention the groove. I know there are other things that people do. If you feel offended, sorry, but it's not specifically for a groove. I was just saying, let us groove in peace without having to wash it too. Can you imagine? So if you are available, you are at home, and you have all the time, you can provide the services Monday to Friday. Just Monday to Monday. Monday to Monday, we wash people. I remember there was a competition in Eredweni, and someone needed the man, and they said they will provide laundry services. I was like, it actually happened. So you start small, you start with your home detergent, or anything that you use, amanzi asekhaya, and then you'll upgrade as you go by. You can use eClinipedia websites just so that you can know how to handle different fabrics, you know, so that you won't damage people's clothes, and they're gonna keep on supporting you, keep on keeping on, especially when you have machines, washing machines, because those things are not friendly when it comes to clothes. So you can just have a look and understand. I mean, you have all the time, so you can do research. Even if you're employed, you can do research, get lunch, yeah, but more, if you really want to pursue a side hustle, you're gonna find time. Hustle number 7, this one is cool. It's a projector cinema. But some of the people are really gonna be scared with all this high crime in Yabonji, those setbacks, but sometimes let's just not dwell on the negative. Let's try focus on the positive, hope that it will go right, and then make sure you pay for insurance. I know when you're starting out, it's like, what, child, I barely have starting capital, so what do you want me to pay for, you know? But insurance, but they're really affordable insurance, if you really shop around, you'll see what there are insurances. So if you wanna open up a projector cinema, you couldn't show your projector, you couldn't show your TV, should anything happen, these are the things that we don't normally talk about, the insurance thing that you can insure anything that you feel is of failure, it's bringing income to you. Singers insure their voices. Writers insure their hands, painters, you know, their hands. Should anything happen, maybe work injury, you may never know what should happen in the future. So, Nje, but when you're starting out, let's try not to focus on the negative. Let's just hope for the best that they won't do me dirty. Number 8 is the curtain businesses, but focusing on blinds. The curtains time is over, guys. You know, when it's December time and we have to be the one that has to take care of these curtains, it sucks. But the blinds, they're much more easier to clean, they're not high maintenance, yeah, all those things. So you can now get a lotion lagging gas lako. If they are awake on my services, you can provide them. Number 9, it's cutting grass. I don't know if you know the guys. Hey, lalela. I just forgot, but I can see him, you know, he cuts grass, and he cuts he has money, you know, he can afford himself. So now you can cut grass, you can cut grasses, hospitals, if you would say, Emma, look, they won't be too good, Jay. Lange or Bonacan, but you know what? There's a business, and they'll need to make sure that the appearance is top notch. Provide those services, yabo. Again, and then number last, I'm so sad that we're on 10 already. It's an internet cafe. What, Joe? Yebo, umzugash. An internet cafe. Let's recap on the whole list from 1 to 10. So we have washing roof, nail technician, selling belts specifically. Thank you, video editor, podcast editor, laundry, cinema projector, blind business, curtain business, cut grass, and internet cafe. Hey! Hi guys, I hope you got something. from this video and you're gonna start something. If none of the things I mentioned in this video are your cup of tea, chill, don't worry, I got you, baby, I got you. In the website, I think I have over 20 side hustles that I've shared. So you can go to the www.thebigleycorner.com and then you're gonna see 10 great hustles, 5 great hustles, da da da, great hustles. So if you would click, we even have the online hustle ideas. So if you feel like, okay, this list wasn't for you, check out the other ones. I'll link the link below to the other hustle ideas that you can also check out. Man, this is a main song, it's Pandeni, yabo. So thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. Hope to see you again next time, and I hope that next time is soon. Wait, before I close, please don't forget to follow us on Instagram at the Bigly Corner Podcast, or at the Bigly Corner. There's no podcast. It's like, do me podcast, you like, do me po-, but it's at the Bigly Corner. Facebook, it's SR Photography. And if you want to follow me personally, oh yes, you can catch me. It's Masindi Masonda absolutely everywhere. Just wanted to say that. But anyways, this is the Bigly Corner signing out. Peace and love. Thank you.